Bombs that exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon sent scores of people to the hospital, with more than a dozen critically injured. An LSU Ag Center scientist is working on several projects aimed at improving healing of catastrophic injuries. Daniel Hayes is an assistant professor in the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering. He and his graduate students are working on bone technology they call bone foam to help improve limb salvage from people with traumatic injuries or bone diseases.
So we're trying to develop a biodegradable, biocompatible material that we can put into these major defects. I mean, if someone has a crushed bone, that would fundamentally become synthetic bone and then eventually degrade slowly to be replaced by normal bone.
Hayes also is developing hybrid bone from synthetic and naturally derived products.
And the naturally derived product side of it comes from extracellular matrix, which is the interconnecting protein between our cells that we derive from fat.
Hayes gets the fat for his research from liposuction.
Everyone's happy to give up their fat.
The scientist processes out the cells, leaving behind the protein, which is combined with the bone foam.
So we're hoping that compared to some of the wholly synthetic materials that we've been making, this is going to give it a more natural environment, and therefore wound healing will occur more rapidly, more normally, and you're going to get better return to function.
Another project Hayes is working on uses nanoparticles, in his case, tiny pieces of metal 1,000 times smaller than a human hair, to improve wound healing or tissue repair in people who have lost bone or tissue from diseases or suffered traumatic injuries. Through his research, Hayes is seeing how microRNA can interfere with a cell to safely and effectively deliver gene therapies.
What we hope is that it will allow a surgeon to be able to pinpoint where they want to start forming different tissues through delivery of this microRNA payload.
Hayes said this type of gene therapy could have other applications outside of bone and tissue repair. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.